Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 through 17 is where we find the Ten Commandments. Second book of the Bible, Exodus. And then once you find that, just keep your finger in it and turn to Psalm 119 and verse 66. I've entitled my message today, Why I Believe in the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 through 17. If you're there, would you please stand? And I'll begin reading Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. The Bible says, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's." And then turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 119 and verse 66. And the psalmist says here, "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments." For I have believed thy commandments. I'm going to preach to you today on why I believe in the Ten Commandments. And let's have a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you, dear God, that we can have your word. We can have your commandments. Lord, we can see what it is you want us to do and what it is you don't want us to do. And Lord, there's no ambiguity for sure. If we're willing to take an honest look at the word of God, we can see clearly how you want us to live our lives. We can see clearly how it is you want us to get saved, how it is you want us to live by faith, how it is you want us to lay up treasures in heaven. Lord, I pray today that you bless the preaching of your word. I'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may have heard of Ted Turner. Ted Turner is the founder of CNN, also known as the Clinton News Network. We used to call it the Communist News Network until Hillary Clinton ran for office, and then you saw this. Clearly, the Clinton News Network is a liberal station, which of course has been attacked by the president lately for being fake news and for promoting things that aren't true and aren't accurate. They clearly have an agenda, and they aren't bipartisan at all. But you see, Ted Turner has said that the Ten Commandments are outdated. He says they're old rules. and that people don't want to live under the commands anymore. Well, I got news for Ted Turner, amen, and his fake news station. They are timeless truths for troubled times. I believe we need the Ten Commandments just as much today as we needed them back when Moses got them. We need them probably more today because we've got so many other distractions. We got so many other things battling for our time. We need to be a saved congregation of people that apply the Ten Commandments to our lives and try to live them. Amen?
Amen.
I believe we need the Ten Commandments, first of all, because they teach recognition. See, they teach in commandment number one that there is only one God. Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 and 3 says, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, there are no other big capital G gods. Amen? There are some little g gods. And God says, don't even have them before me. I'm the one that delivered you out of sin. I'm the one that delivered you out of bondage. And of course, the Ten Commandments, as we read them, they remind us that we owe it all to the Lord God.
Amen?
Amen? We owe it all to Jesus Christ. We need the Ten Commandments in our society.
Amen.
June 25th, 1962, just about 55 years ago, a court decided, that we needed to take the Bible out of the public school system because it was obviously slanted Christian. And we wanted to be a multi-religion nation. Well, I wonder how we're doing 55 years later. One year after that, they had another decision in the court where they voted to take prayer out of the public school system. Well, exactly how do you think we're doing today? Amen? We needed to have the Bible before our children. We need to live it out as adults before them in our homes. We need to continue to lift high the Ten Commandments. Yea, can I say all the commandments of the Word of God? And there's over 1,600 of the do's and the don'ts throughout the Bible. God wants us to. Not that we can keep them all, but at least we have something to shoot for. We have something to strive for. And of course, they teach us that the Lord God kept them all. And he came and he died for us. Amen. You probably heard of the ad of the missing dog where it says in the advertisement in the newspaper that there's a missing dog. Please, there's a reward for him. He's brown. He's got short hair. He's got bald spots. His back right leg is broken from a car accident. His left hip is broken from another car accident. His right eye has been plucked out by a cat. And his left ear has been bitten off by a dog. And he goes by the name Lucky. Amen? And you probably saw that too, just like me. And I thought, boy, he's not very lucky. There's one thing he's not, is lucky. And one thing we know about the Ten Commandments is they cannot save you. Amen? You don't keep the Ten Commandments to get saved. The Lord Jesus Christ kept all Ten Commandments, and we are saved because of what he did, and we just simply trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Savior. We have no power outside of the Lord Jesus Christ to even try to keep the Ten Commandments. Well, we can sure come a lot closer with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he expects us to be saved, and he expects us to keep them before us. Remind ourselves that if it wasn't for him, boy, we'd be in a mess. We'd be in a world of hurt, wouldn't we? We need him. I love hearing stories. Like I heard this story of a drunk that sobered up long enough to go into a church service. And at the end of that sermon, he came forward down the aisle and he got saved. And God just started working in his life. The preacher baptized him. He started reading this Bible. And boy, just everything transformed in his life. And he met one of his friends, his old drinking buddies that he used to hang out with. And his old drinking buddy was trying to figure out exactly what it is. Sure, you got religion. Sure, you're a Bible thumper. But how can you know that there's really a God? And he said, well, it's simple. He said, yeah, there's a God in heaven, I know, because he took my beer and my whiskey and he turned it into clothes and furniture for my family. Amen? We got a true and living God in heaven, and the Ten Commandments remind us of that. They teach us of that. We have a true and living God that loves us and he cares for us. And we need to tell other people about him. Amen? We need to invite them to a Bible preaching church where they hear the gospel preached and they're not just having their ears tickled, but they're told clearly and plainly that they're sinners, doomed and damned on their way to hell. But Jesus Christ loves them and died for them on the cross. And if they'll just plead for mercy, he'll be gracious and merciful and save their... And we can't do that if we're lukewarm. Amen? We got to get on fire. We got to believe it too. We need the Ten Commandments. We need the Bible in our churches, in our home. We need it in our school. I believe the Ten Commandments because they teach recognition, but I also believe them because they teach rationality. What do you mean by that, preacher? I mean, they teach that there's boundaries in life. Amen? There is absolute truth. There is a moral standard. There is such thing as inbounds and out of bounds. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you think you were born like. There is still a thus saith the Lord. There's a standard, and because we have that unchanging standard, then we can live our life in less confusion. Amen?
Amen.
It teaches rationality. Could you imagine some of these sports without rules? Could you imagine the NFL without rules? I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, he gets the snap from, not Tony Romo, maybe he's got it past, but from Dak Prescott. He gets the ball, and he runs over here, and he crosses over the sideline, and he stops, and he gets himself a shot of Gatorade, a bit more energy, and he deeks and dodges a couple more guys, and runs over here, and decides, I'm going to throw it over there, and I'm going to do this. It would just be mass confusion, wouldn't it?
Yes.
The Ten Commandments are a standard that God's given us. We need them.
Amen.
Ted Turner, you're wrong. Don't listen to Ted Turner. Don't watch CNN. Amen. Unless you want to get really mad. Because, boy, they say things that don't make any sense. But listen, Christian. There's been a poll taken where 62% of Christians out there say that they don't believe there's an absolute standard of right and wrong. I don't believe it'd be in this church. Amen. Because I holler loud about it. But good night. Can you imagine? There is an absolute authority in our life. And it's the Bible.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to keep his words. And we need them because they teach rationality. I looked up some stats. How's this for irrational? God says, thou shalt not kill. Okay? The sixth commandment. I looked up and the most recent FBI statistic on murder in America, murder and homicides. It was 2015. 15,696 murders took place in just America. That is 43 murders per day. Okay. Now, Chicago on a bad weekend, they can have 15, just their city, and they're one of the top three. But 43 people in just America are being murdered every single day, every single day of the year. I think we need to keep the Ten Commandments in front of our courthouses. I think we need to keep the Ten Commandments and keep that Bible and prayer before our children so that they grow up understanding, hey, it's irrational to go around killing people, and it's rational to have a standard, to have boundaries. And by the way, it's good to teach our children there's boundaries.
Yes.
Amen? It's irrational to let them sort of figure it out on their own. And if you don't feel like doing it, sweetie, no, that's not life. Amen. That's not life. I mean, there's lots of things I don't feel like doing. I just got to do because I'm the man of the house. Amen. And you learn that. It's part of character. Verse 14, Exodus chapter 20, tells us, thou shalt not commit adultery. We need that before the people. We're living in a land where over 2 million STDs were reported last year alone. Chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea being the three major ones. They've increased 13% over previous years. That's 897 STDs reported every single day in a doctor's office somewhere in America. Almost 1,000. The majority of them are pre-20, late teens, early 20s in that age. There's a problem there.
Yes.
There's a zipper problem there. There's a moral problem there. There's an absolute standard not being preached, not being taught, not being abided by. And we need to get a hold of this, especially in our Christian homes. 90,185 rapes were reported in 2015. These are the ones that are reported. You know that a lot of people that were raped, that were too shameful to say anything, never came forward. So the number is higher than this. But 90,185 rapes translates to 247 rapes per day somewhere in America. God says, thou shalt not commit adultery. In other words, there's some things that are just meant for marriage. The eighth commandment says, thou shalt not steal. There's 327,374 robberies reported in 2015, according to the FBI. That's 897 robberies per day. Wow. $12.5 billion worth of property was stolen. No wonder I'm thinking about putting a padlock on that front door there, because I'm thinking that door is a little loose and easy. No wonder we have surveillance cameras in our homes. No wonder we stopped leaving our car doors unlocked and started taking our keys out of our ignition. No wonder we just hear these stories from great-grandpa now, because we can no longer do them, because we decided as a nation we're going to stop holding high the commandments of God, and we're going to start telling people, hey, if it feels good to you, you can just do it. It's all right. There's no absolute authority. Well, here's a guy that still believes the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
And believe we need to keep them. They teach recognition. They teach rationality. And thirdly, they teach responsibility. The ninth commandment says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Interesting, those words, against thy neighbor. In other words, when you lie, you have a target before you. You are actually going against that person. Of course, God says that lying lips hates those that it afflicts. And of course, God stands against the liar. God hates that sin of lying. And so you're going against God when you do it. And so when we teach our children, thou shall not, and we shorten the phrase, lie, and we're telling them to tell the truth, we're teaching them to respect the person that they're speaking to enough to actually tell them the truth. Because when we allow our children to lie to other people, including us, and when we allow them to tell little white lies, we are teaching them that it's okay in their heart to tell us whatever they want to say, because they don't really care about us anyway. We're teaching them not to care deep down. The Ten Commandments teach we got a responsibility to our neighbor. Amen? We need to love our neighbor. We need to care for our neighbor. We need to realize that we need to speak the truth in love. Sometimes it hurts, and sometimes we need to sugarcoat it a little bit, but we can still speak the truth in love. I don't know if many people get lied to more than a pastor. Hey, brother, I missed you. Are you going to be in church on Sunday? I'll be there, preacher. You betcha, I'll be... Okay, amen. I'm thinking... I won't even tell you what I'm thinking, amen, because that's another commandment. By the way, the 11th commandment in my house is don't touch daddy's hair. The kids know it. Ask them just for fun later. Say, what's the 11th commandment? They'll tell you. Don't touch daddy's hair. Anyway, we have fun with it. The New York Times article recently said that 91% of people confess that they regularly don't tell the truth. Being polled. Yeah, I don't always tell the truth. Yeah, quite often. 20% of people in that poll admitted to not being able to get through a day without consciously telling white lies. You know, we justify it. They understand. I'll just say it. Yeah. How you doing, brother? I'm doing great. Are you really? Hey, oh, careful now. Let's be careful with how we speak. We've got a responsibility to our neighbor. And by the way, we've got a responsibility to our God to keep His commandments, to live them out before Him. And that's what it gets into in the 10th commandment in verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Well, that's a responsibility we have towards God and our neighbor. I'm not going to try to envision myself with the stuff that you have, because that sort of flies in the face of my God as though He can't give me what I really want or what I really need, or He can't be trusted to provide for me. Yes, He can. Amen. It teaches me a responsibility. I'm to be grateful. I'm going to be responsible for the words that come out of my mouth. I'm going to be responsible for the thoughts that are in my mind. And I'm not going to covet other people's stuff unless I get led down the road where I'm trying to do anything to get that stuff too. I believe the Ten Commandments, and I believe we need them because they teach respect.
Amen.
Verse 12, the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Before we get to the obvious part, which is children obeying their parents, can I just say that I think parents need to honor their children. Amen. I mean, so many parents, you look at them and you think, do you not care? Do you not have enough respect for little Johnny or little Susie that you won't put that phone down for a minute? That you won't go outside and throw the ball around with them? That you won't sit down and teach them their homework and make sure that they understand it? That you won't stop what you're doing to show them that you love them? That you, why don't you honor them enough to realize that they're going to be a parent someday and they're going to be a parent of your grandchildren? Respect them enough to invest in them. They were made in the image of God just like you. And as you treat them right, you're saying, God, I'm grateful for my children. And I honor them and I respect them. And they're little people that are just going to grow up to be big people, that are going to form their own families, that are going to form the face of this nation as we go forward. And thank God for them. Honor your children. Honor your children. And then, children, honor your parents. Oh my goodness. Children, honor your parents. You know, you hear these stories and you see these little brats in the supermarket and they're hollering out and they're saying, you can't tell me that and don't tell me to do that and this is mine. And it's just like, what in the, where's the respect? Where's the honor? Children, I think, need to still be told to say yes sir and yes ma'am and no sir and no ma'am and be polite and have manners and say mister and say missus. And little boys need to be taught to open up the doors for other girls and for ladies and to be chivalrous and to be gentle and to be kind. And it's all part of honoring. I heard of a boy talking to his friend and he was saying to his friend, I'm really worried. He said, my dad goes to work, and he works hard all day, and he pays all the bills, gives us everything we need. And then he said, there's my mom. She cleans the house. She makes the food. She does the shopping. make sure everything's cared for? And the friend said, everything sounds fine. What are you all worried about? I'm worried that they're going to escape. Amen? They're going to leave us because we're little rotten kids. Amen? Good night. It goes both ways, doesn't it? We honor our children by raising them all right. We train them up. We nurture them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And then the children, they look back and then they say, thank you, God. I'm going to honor my parents. I want to respect my parents. That my life may be long, that I might get more out of my days, that I might live a long, healthy life, that I might be able to live life and just give a little bit back to my parents and show my God that I respect Him and I love Him. I believe we need the Ten Commandments in our society today because they teach righteousness. And we need a lesson daily on righteousness in America. We need a standard of right. Commandment 3 and Commandment 4 say that thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord, the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Vain or vanity means emptiness, as though you say God's name without any meaning. I often cringe when I hear people say OMG or oh my gosh, because it's obviously in place of, it's a euphemism which is similar to, and it's a vanity, it's a hollow word, and of course it represents so much more than that. And God is saying there in commandment number 3, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So we're to be righteous in what we say. We're to be righteous in keeping the Lord's day. Sunday shouldn't just be another day when we decide, well, I'm going to catch up on all the stuff that I need to get caught up on because I've had a busy week. No, we can fit stuff in Sunday still, but it should never be in the place of worshiping our Lord and Savior. Amen. It should never be in the place of having our devotional time and making sure that we make God a priority. Sunday is the first day of the week, and just along the lines of the principle of tithing, we understand that the first part goes to God. Sunday, the first day of the week, we get to give the first part to God. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. What are the Ten Commandments doing there? They're telling us there's a definite standard of righteousness. There's a standard of holiness. Careful how you speak, Christian. Speak holy. Speak righteous. Careful that you're in God's house. You're worshiping Him. And you're holy. And you're righteous. I heard of a Catholic priest recently that was charged with involuntary manslaughter because he invited a bunch of underage children into his church and they allowed them to drink. And of course, they don't mind if you drink in the Catholic Church. I had a friend just after I got saved. I was working in Canada, and he was training to be a priest in Paris. And he said they would have the wildest parties in the Catholic Church there, in the training ground. Bunch of nuns, they'd be so drunk, they'd be dancing on top of the pianos. And this story of this Catholic priest here got charged with involuntary manslaughter because they had some underage children in the church and they were drinking some of the wine in that. And a football player got drunk. He was on top of the roof of the church and he fell through, landed on the pews, and he died. And the Catholic priest got... I don't think that's a standard of righteousness and a standard of holiness that God expects from His priests and from His place. Every 9 minutes in America, or in this world, somebody dies of AIDS. I think we need to remember the Ten Commandments. Every 24 hours in America, a teenage girl gets pregnant. I think we need to remember the Ten Commandments. Upon graduation, the average child has watched 30,000 hours of television and heard or seen 500,000 references to sex. I like the Ten Commandments because they teach righteousness. The Lord says, be ye holy for I am holy. You know, we need it a whole lot more now than they even needed it then. God help us to have it in our nation. God help us to have it in our homes. God help us to have it at the forefront of our churches. Verses 6 and 12. teaches the second and the fifth commandment, and saying and showing mercy unto them, God has rewards. Amen. Isn't it wonderful that God says, you do this and I'll do that?
Yeah.
Then built in the Ten Commandments. I don't know if you realize it or not, but God says after the second commandment in verse 6, he's showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Wouldn't you like to have mercy in your life? Wouldn't you like to have that as a reward? We don't deserve mercy, and of course that's what mercy is, getting something that you don't deserve. God says, I don't expect you just to be saved, but I want you to have this as a standard in your life. Keep my commandments, and I'll show you mercy. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen? So God's got, he's got incentives for us. I believe we need to keep the Ten Commandments. No. The Ten Commandments aren't 10 suggestions. They're 10 commandments. They don't provide salvation, but they provide principles for you and for me to live by. Amen? Yeah. Adrian Rogers, the former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, told the story of a man that had his boys working out in the cornfields while the boys' peers were off in the swimming hole. And some of the parents got quite irate at this farmer and said to him, what are you doing working those boys like that while their friends swim? Don't you have enough corn? And the parent just looked at him and said, I'm not trying to raise corn. I'm trying to raise boys.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
And listen, God's trying to raise His children too. And He expects us not just to be saved, but He expects us to desire and try to keep the Ten Commandments, and can I say all 1,600 of them in the Word of God. Thou shalt do and thou shalt not do, over and over and over again. I believe we need to keep them. Let's bow our heads today, if you would. Bow your head.